A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, it's great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, the Marlins continued their four-game weekend series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Game two, Jose Urania versus Patrick Corbin. With the recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Marlins started fast tonight, and they finished strong. They beat the D-backs 7-5. Even this four-game series up, but a victory aside, a nice win on a lot of levels for the hometown team. Patrick Corbin started for the D-backs. Jose Urania from Miami. Urania scoreless top of the first inning, but in the bottom of the first, the Marlins came out swinging some heavy lumber tonight. A one-out double by Giancarlo Stanton got things started. A pass ball sent him to third with Christian Yelich at the plate.
Here's the 3-2, and Yelich swings, lifts a high fly ball to right center, and it's going to be into the second level of seats. Up, up, and away, a home run for Yelich. He lifted a high, towering fly ball home run right up over the visitavianca.com sign. 2-0 Marlins.
Number 7 in the season for Yelich. The Marlins were off and running. After Marcelo Ozuna hit a fly ball to right for the second out, JT Realmuto worked a walk. That extended the inning for the red-hot Justin Bour.
Here's the pitch. And this ball is cracked high and deep out to left center. And out toward the home run sculpture. It is up, up and away. A two-run home run for Justin Bour. 4-0 Marlins here in the first.
For Bour, long ball number 16 ties Scott Schebler of the Reds for the most in the National League. For Bour, his fifth home run just in the last couple of weeks against a lefty pitcher. So Miami sends 7 to the plate, scores 4 runs on 3 hits, 2 home runs in the first. Marlins had their fourth 4-run first inning of the season, and they were off and running. But back came the D-backs in the third inning against Jose Urania. 2 outs, nobody on, a single by David Peralta. That brought up Paul Goldschmidt. 2-1 is hit high in the air to deep left, and Ozuna's not even going to move. He finally turns. He watches it sail into the Clevelander. Paul Goldschmidt has hit his 13th home run of the season, and the D-backs are back in the game at 4-2. But the Marlins will get one of those runs back in their half of the fourth inning. Realmuto will lead off double, the first of 2 hits he had tonight. He was on base 3 times in the game. An error by shortstop Chris Owings on a ground ball hit by Christian Colon with one out put men at the corners. And the Marlins trying to add to their lead had JT Riddle coming up next. Corbin the 1-2, and it's a little tapper, slowly hit first base side. Goldschmidt picks it up. He'll flip to first where they get the out, but in from third base Realmuto, and it's 5-2 Marlins. D-backs came right back though in the top of the fifth against Marcelo Ozuna, and leading the inning off, their catcher Chris Iannetta.
Here's a 3-1, and it's drilled high into the air to left center. And Ozuna goes back at the Clevelander, jumps up, can't make the play. That's out of here and a home run for Iannetta. And the Arizona Diamondbacks pulled within 2-5-3 now. And they've hit a pair of home runs to put their 3 runs on the board.
They were just getting started in that fifth inning. The pitcher, Patrick Corbin, followed with a single off Urania. When Ray Fuentes singled, you had runners at the corners for Arizona. Actually had runners at first and second for Arizona in that fifth inning. A David Peralta fielder's choice erased Fuentes at second base. Corbin went to third, so Arizona trailing by a couple had men at first and third for Paul Goldschmidt again.
Here's the 1-2, and a ball smashed out into left center. That's a base hit and an RBI for Goldschmidt. And now the Diamondbacks have pulled within a run at 5-4.
And they weren't done. A chance to tie it, maybe even take the lead when third baseman Jake Lamb stood in.
And here's a line drive, base hit out into right center. Stanton charges the ball. Running through at third base is Peralta. He will score, and this game's tied at 5.
So for the D-backs, 5 hits in the span of 6 hitters, ending Urania's night in a 5-5 ballgame. Little did we know in the top of the fifth, that hit by Lamb would be the last time the D-backs would have a man reach base in this ball game. Dustin McGowan came in trying to keep this game tied. First and third, one out. He struck out Yasmani Tomas. He got Brandon Drury on a ground ball to third. He got out of the inning, but we had a brand new ball game at the midway point. After 4.5 innings, it was the Marlins 5 and the D-backs 5. Urania, 4 1/3 innings, 9 hits, 5 runs, all earned. He walked one, struck out one, allowed a couple of home runs through 90 pitches, 57 strikes. In a tie ball game, Patrick Corbin was out there in the 5th inning. Suddenly he had new life in this one. He got the first man, D. Gordon. D. tonight went 0-for-5 to bring his 11-game hitting streak to an end and matched the longest hitting streak by Marlin this year. So he got the first out, but he couldn't get Giancarlo Stanton.
Here's the 1-1, and Stanton hits a high fly ball. This is down the right field line toward the corner. Looking up is the right fielder, Peralta. It is up, up and away, and an opposite field home run down the line to right for Giancarlo. And the Marlins take a 6-5 lead.
Now we saw Bohr hit his 16th of the season earlier for Stanton, number 15, RBI number 39. That's number 579 lifetime for Giancarlo. He passes Mike Lowell and is now the all-time Marlins franchise RBI leader on that go-ahead home run in the 5th inning. Big home run gave him the franchise RBI crown, and it also gave the Marlins the lead. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Now, Corbin would navigate his way out of that 5th inning without any further damage, trailing 6-5. He would start the 6th inning, allowing back-to-back hits to Justin Bourne and Christian Colon, and he'd be done for the night. 5 innings plus, 9 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned. He walked 1, struck out 4, surrendered 3 long balls for Corbin, 95 pitches, 60 strikes. But the story of the rest of the way in this ball game was the Marlins bullpen. McGowan, who we told you got the last 2 outs in the 5th inning, pitched a perfect top of the 6th. In the 7th inning, Harlan Garcia got 2 lefties, Ray Fuentes and David Peralta. Then the right-hander Nick Whitgren came on. He got Paul Goldschmidt, representing at that point the tying run in the ballgame, to fly out to center. So he went to the bottom of the 7th, Marlins 6 and the D-backs 5. In that 7th inning, Arizona had Jorge De La Rosa on the mound. He walked the first man, Giancarlo Stanton, a 9-pitch at bat for Stanton, finally drawing the walk. After Yelich lined to third with Marcelo Ozuna coming up, Tom Wilhelmsson, the right-hander, came into the ballgame. Ozuna, an infield hit that sent Stanton down to second base. 2 on, 1 out for JT Realmuto. 1-0 is a ground ball up the middle. Base hit center field for Realmuto. Stanton waved. Fuentes to throw toward the center of the diamond. It's cut off. It is a big RBI single for Realmuto. And the Marlins tack on a run. They now lead it 7-5 in the 7th. So a 2-run lead into the 8th. David Phelps got the 8th inning set down the side. 1-2-3. Jake Lamb, the cleanup man, a ground ball to short. Yasmani Tomas, a ground ball to third. Brandon Drury, a line drive to right. At that point, Marlins relievers had retired 11 straight in this ball game, and they were making that lead stand up. In the 9th inning, A.J. Ramos time. He struck out Chris Owings for the first out. He struck out Chris Iannetta for the second out. The Marlins 1 out away from victory. A.J. Ramos facing pinch hitter Daniel Descalso.
A.J. settles in, holds at the waist. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a ball driven toward right center. Stanton over, makes the catch on a hard line drive to end the ball game. The Marlins have beaten the Arizona Diamondbacks 7-5. And the bullpen was magnificent. As a matter of fact, they were perfect, covering the game from the 5th inning, where they needed 2 outs, right on through the 9th, in order, 14 in a row retired by the Marlins bullpen.
So for the Marlins, their 5th win in the last 6 games. They are 6-2 on this homestand. They've won 8 of 12 after a 7-22 drought. Marlins win it 7-5. For Miami, 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors, 6 men left. For the D-backs tonight, 5 runs, 9 hits and an error. They strand 4. Dustin McGowan, the winning pitcher, got 5 huge outs in the 5th and 6th innings. He's 3-0. Patrick Corbin, the starter and loser for the D-backs, he's 4-6. A.J. Ramos, 2 strikeouts and a perfect 9th for save number 7. He's perfect, 7-for-7 in save chances, and has not allowed a run in a save opportunity this year. Time of the game for the second night in a row, 3 hours even. And a crowd of 17,413 goes home happy tonight as the Marlins win it 7-5. Miami now 22-31 in the season. The Marlins are 12-16 at home. As for the D-backs, they dropped to 34-23, 13-15 away from home.
Marlins 7, Diamondbacks 5 at Marlins Park last night. This series now even at 1 apiece. We'll do it again at 4:10 this afternoon. This afternoon on the mound, Edinson Volquez. He's 1-7, a 4.44 ERA, coming off his first win of the season in a Marlins uniform. He'll go toe-to-toe against Randall Delgado. Delgado 1-0, a 3.47 ERA for the Diamondbacks this season. The Marlins now 22-31. The Diamondbacks fall to 34-23. It's a 4:10 first pitch at Marlins Park this afternoon. We'll be on the air at 3:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO, and we hope you'll join us along the Marlins Radio Network.